Time to talk a little NLL with the head coach and GM of the Rush. Derek Keenan joins us once again. Derek, how are you doing?
Doing well, Jason. How are you?
I am I'm doing excellent.
Good.
Two tight games over the weekend. You lose in Calgary 10-9, then you win at home on Saturday night 11-9. I want to talk about the Friday night game, your power play, and just the amount of opportunities you got and really weren't able to capitalize.
Yeah, I think that really hurt us, too. Not only not capitalizing, but when you get that many power plays and you don't score at least on a few of them, I think it really takes away momentum and gives the other team a lift. And I think overall our energy level on Friday was not good, and I think it showed in the power play. We stood around a lot. We didn't really create real good lanes, and I think it hurt us at the end. But overall, we just didn't seem to have energy Friday night from what I saw. We just... we played hard for about 8-9 minutes, and that was it. And we still had an opportunity to win it. So definitely much better on Saturday.
Now, you've been around this group. When you see that they don't have energy as a coach, what do you try to do to manufacture that?
Well, there was kind of some evidence of it in the warm-up and even shoot-around in the morning. I thought we were a little bit lackadaisical. So it was addressed pregame, but then... Again, you know, I didn't think we were great off the hop. Calgary had a pretty good start, didn't score on our power play opportunities, and we tried to address it at halftime, and we still didn't respond very well in third quarter either until really late. And late in the game, we got a couple goals that gave us a bit of momentum, but, you know, we got a pretty mature group. And I think we're starting to see now that even throughout this league that, you know, you look around and the moment, you know, I'll use Rochester as an example. You know, we went in there 3 weeks ago and annihilated them. Well, they've been lights out ever since. And I think it's a part of the mental and emotional part of this game and this league that you have your ups and downs. And when you're on a down, you typically lose. And I thought that was the case with us Friday. And then teams tend to rebound as well. And I look forward to this weekend where Colorado, they've been on a bit of a down. And we need to be prepared at our very best because you just know, based on history, take a look around the league, they're going to bounce back and they're going to play harder than they have the last couple weeks. And we need to get to that level and above. I think that's a big part of it. And it's a kind of a mental and emotional struggle at times for most teams in our league. And I think we're no different. That you look at our season, you know, we started slow, then we had a real good run. Then we had a couple games we weren't great. Then we got on a really good run again, and we won 5 in a row. And then, you know, Friday we just weren't great. And to find that consistency, I think, is the key for our team.
Derek Keenan, GM and head coach of the Rush, joins us. Derek, Sean Evans is clearly the go-to guy for Calgary. He just broke the league record for points. He's still got 2 games remaining. You don't face Calgary now until the playoffs. Most likely if they get in, and everybody knows the offense goes through him. He had 7 assists, you know, 1 goal. I still think he had 11 shots on net. And the key thing was he never missed the net. His shots all hit the goal. Mm-hmm. But is there a way to take him out, or is just in the offensive sets of lacrosse, it's virtually impossible to isolate a player like that?
Well, he's pretty tough to eliminate because he's so quick and tough. He has the ability to move laterally really well and create shooting and passing lanes that probably nobody else in the league can. And I think the fact that he plays on the same side of the floor with Curtis Dixon gives him a little bit of space because you have to pay so much. And Curtis is the best one-on-one player in the game, so you really need to pay attention to him. And having said that, I thought we did a way better job. And he may have had 11 shots on goal on Saturday, but I think a lot of them were less than quality. We moved Midsky over to that side of the floor on Friday night to check, and I thought that really helped us. It helped on Dixon. It helped a little bit with Evans. And you know, but no, I mean, in fact, we prefer to keep the ball on one side of the floor if we can, and that was kind of the objective. Even if it was to keep it on the right side rather than allowing them to swing it to the other side, we would prefer to do that. So we just need to take care of business. And you know what? 2 nights in a row we held them to 9 goals, so it's pretty good against a dynamic offensive team like that.
You're going back to your power play, you say it was just really kind of the lack of effort or energy from your squad. Your penalty kill has been right near the top all season long. Mm-hmm. Your power play, you're wanting to get more, and you do seem to have the pieces for your power play to be, you know, as effective as Calgary's and Toronto's. What is it about your power play, Derek, that you feel you need to improve on between now and the postseason?
Yeah, we've been a little up and down. I think going into the weekend, we were third in the league, and now we're sixth or something. So Saturday night, we were way better. I mean, I think we were only 3 for 10, but you got to consider that I think we scored key goals at key times in the game. That's a big difference from Friday. And I also think the last kind of two power plays, we were really just trying to play possession and not give anything up and kill clock. So, I mean, the reality is we were probably more like 3 for 8. But, and again, on Saturday, I thought we created a way better chance. I thought we were night and day. I thought on Friday our spacing was atrocious. What happens is Calgary had a pretty good penalty kill. They played very tight. The tendency is for players to do is go stand beside those guys. Really, what you need to do is spread out, and even if it's early in the possession, spread out, make them play a little bit. Then when you do get into a shooting lane, you have more time and space to shoot the ball, because we are basically standing beside their guys and moving the ball around with some effectiveness, and then it's time to shoot the ball and find a lane, and it's closed very quickly. So being spread out more is key, I think, going forward. We're getting a lot of looks out of our set stuff. You know, we ran a great play for Matthews, I think it was in the second game again, and they made a nice save on it. So we're getting good looks out of our sets, but spacing, I think, is key. Ball movement, you know, we seem to move the ball better when Robert's at the top than Mark. He seems to move his feet a little bit better, but you know, we might take a look at Dinsdale in the right-hand shooter spot to maybe give us a little bit more of a threat there. Jerick Davis is pretty good there, but I think we need a little bit more of a threat, and Marty might be a bit of a better mid-range shooter than Jerick. So we'll look at that maybe this weekend. But again, I thought Saturday we were much, much better.
You've used a 10-6 formation and then also a 9-7. Mm-hmm. As far as defenders offense, which one do you think works better for your team?
Well, we actually talked about that today, my staff and I, and basically I think aside from the Toronto game where we were really good with 10-6, we've been better with 9-7. Yeah. I'm not sure why. I think we have a little bit more energy on offense and using that fourth ready, and I think Dinsdale brought that again on Saturday night, scored a huge goal for us. The advantage of the 10 backdoor guys is you can use two groups, and you have a little bit more energy in terms of running the floor. But then again, on Friday, I thought we ran the floor better than we did on Friday. That was just an overall energy level thing. But and I think too, when you're going with 9, you may see our top guys out there a little bit more. You know, you're probably going to see a little bit more of our last minute defense than you would normally. So. I like that look. It's always tough. I mean, I think all 10 of our backdoor guys can play anywhere in the league on any night, so you got to sit one, so that's hard. But at the same time, you know, I think we have to do what's best for the team, and I like the 9-7, and the evidence is showing we've played better with 9-7 so far this year, other than the Toronto game.
Other than, you switch Mitski on that to go into the other side to defend against Evans and Dixon, who are other guys in your defense that can play both sides?
You know, really anybody can. It's a mindset. You know, you always want to try and check stick on stick, because one of the objectives is to take away the top side of the floor, and it's easier to do stick on stick. But at the same time, a lot of players try to go underneath, and you can get your stick in the way if you shoot the same way as them. If you know they're tucking their stick in, trying to run underneath, and your stick is naturally in that position, and that's one thing I think Brett does really well. I think John Lentz can check the left side of the floor. I think Dilks can check the right side of the floor very easily. In fact, that might be something we look at doing this weekend. If we need an extra guy on that side of the floor against their right side, so because I think they'll. they've been using a bit of both, four rights, four lefts. They've kind of mixed it up a little bit, but we got to have a good matchup on Jeremy Noble. I know that because he's a real quick, strong. He's not very big, but he's really strong and quick and really quick to get underneath. So we got to have a good matchup on him. And, of course, Grant and Adam Jones on the left side. And we'll probably want to make sure we have Mitski and Rubish over there as much as we can on those guys.
A victory over Colorado on this weekend would clinch first place for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then a bye for the weekend of May 9th. So do you know what the playoffs supposed to look like? Like you would, because it would be the second round, and if you, of course, got the bye, then you go to the West Final. It's like last year, correct? It's a best of two. But you play at home the second game again, or do you get the option?
Well... We are supposed to play at home. Let's leave it that way.
Okay.
However, there might be some arena availability issues, so we're not sure yet on that. But we don't want to look too far ahead. But if we had to go the other way, I would have no problem with it at all. If we're giving up the so-called 10-minute mini game, home floor. Big deal, honestly, it's the format is what it is. I'm not a big fan of it. I love the final, but it's a true 2 of 3,
mm-hmm.
But the two game is a hard one to swallow. But, if we had to play at home first, I would have no problem with that at all. I think it would be fine. So, you run into those situations in our league where, arena availability comes against you. I think it was in 2008, I think Rochester had to play the championship game in Arizona, and they were the home team, so they didn't have their arena. So it happens, right? I mean, but we'll see. We got to focus on what's at hand first, and that's getting a win here this weekend, and hopefully clinching first in the West. And we still have an opportunity for first overall. It's slim,
yeah.
But we have a chance. I mean, we need some help, but. Clinching the West is big because I think we would benefit from a bye. I mean, I like to keep rolling, but we really do have guys right now that could use a break. And April's a really heavy month for us. And, we've got some guys that are a little bit banged up, and we could use a week's rest, that's for sure. So we're going to really try and get a win Saturday and get that done with.
Well, I was going to ask you, if you clinch a playoff spot, I'm guessing some of your guys who are banged up might get a rest in one of the final 2 weeks of the season?
Yeah. I mean, again, a little risky because, you want to keep going. And then we have another bye. And, we have a week off, so potentially they're off for a couple of weeks. So you kind of play it by ear. But really more look at guys that are a little bit more seriously hurt than people know and kind of go from there on that. And maybe even look at getting Carlson a bit of work just in case. At the same time, if we have an opportunity to finish first overall, by whatever help we might get, then we gotta try and do that as well. So to have that extra game in the final would be big.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And one last one, Derek. So the West Final, as you know, is it going to be played in the same weekend or is it split out over 2 weekends?
2 weekends. It'll be spread out over 2 weekends. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And from everything I understand, even the finals will be spread out over 3 weekends. Is the way it's set up. So.
Oh wow, it'll be going into like June 10th or something.
Yeah, we're looking at June 13th.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be halfway through my junior A season by then. So I'm going to be busy.
Nice. All right, Derek. Yeah. Well, good luck clinching first in the West.
All right. Thanks very much.